This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The 3 days Startup Mahakumbh, one of the biggest events showcasing the startup ecosystem, began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. This startup event aims at connecting startups with a spectrum of investors, including venture capitalist investors and potential corporate partners. Speaking at the event, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said there are over 1 lakh startups in the country as of now, which were only 300 when the Startup India initiative was launched in 2016. He said India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world, and there is a presence of startups in 617 districts of the country. He said over 50% of startups are from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Highlighting the importance of deep tech and research and development in the startup, Mr. Singh said a separate dedicated deep tech startup policy will be finalized in coming months. He also informed that DPIIT has recently launched Bharat Startup Ecosystem Registry, collaborating data from all the stakeholders to create synergy between startups in terms of productive economic activities. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said BJP stands committed to fulfill the aspirations of the people of Telangana. Addressing an election rally at Jagtial in Telangana today, Mr. Modi assured that the NDA will ensure speedy development of the state. The Prime Minister criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks insulting Shakti and said the spot on the moon where Chandrayaan 3's lander Vikram touched down has been named as Shiv Shakti Point. Mr. Modi accused the INDI alliance of insulting the people of Telangana. He accused these parties of indulging in corruption such as 2G scam, National Halal scam, Bofors and Fodder scam. Mr. Modi assured the people of Telangana that those who have deceived them will not be spared. Jagtial is a part of Nizamabad Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Modi also introduced the party candidates from Nizamabad, Karimnagar and Pedapalli. Earlier, addressing a rally of INDI alliance in Mumbai yesterday, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had said that the current fight is between two ideologies and not just between the BJP and the Congress. Telangana Governor and Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry, Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan, has tendered her resignation with immediate effect. In a communique, the Rajbhavan in Hyderabad informed about the resignation letter has been submitted to the President of India. The resignation is yet to be accepted. Meanwhile, sources said that Dr. Tamilisai will contest the Lok Sabha election from Chennai South or somewhere from Tamil Nadu. In Assam, the election campaign for the Lok Sabha polls has begun in the state following the declaration of the schedule. Polling for the 14 seats will be held in 3 phases in the state. The BJP and its allies, Assam Gana Parishad and UPPL, declared the candidates for all 14 seats. The BJP will contest in 11 seats. Assam Gana Parishad will field candidates on 2 seats, while UPPL will fight on 1 seat. The Congress has also declared candidates for 12 seats, and the party will support Assam Jatiya Parishad at Dibrugarh. Other parties including TMC, AAP, Borderland People's Front, CPIM declared the party lists. The Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma is holding rallies today at Karimganj seat. Other senior leaders of different political parties are also attending public meetings and rallies today to woo the voters. The Supreme Court today directed the State Bank of India to make a complete disclosure of all details related to electoral bonds, including the unique bond numbers that would disclose the link between the buyer and the recipient political party by March 21st. A 5-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said there is no matter of doubt that the SBI is required to disclose the complete details of the bonds. It directed the SBI chairman to file an affidavit before it by 5 in the evening on March 21st, indicating that the bank has disclosed all the details. The Supreme Court today rejected the bail plea of former Delhi Minister Satyendra Jain in the money laundering case, asking him to surrender forthwith. A bench of Justice Bela M. Trivedi and Justice Pankaj Mittal dismissed the appeal filed by Jain. The court also rejected the bail plea of other two accused, Ankush and Vaibhav Jain. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.